Hello, welcome to Deaf Bites, a podcast for kids by kids.
This is our fourth episode!
We are going to start the episode by talking about what has been going on at North Grand Marlboro Public School.
The Terry Fox Run at NGMPS. The Terry Fox Run was great this year, so let's get into details.
First, we started the day with getting stickers that said, "I am finishing it for." Then we wrote who we were finishing it for.
Then a friend stuck it on our back and we went outside. This year the track was different. Instead of going up the hill, we just ran around the primary yard.
Some people ran the whole time and got 45 laps. Isn't that amazing? Some people also ran with kinders or grade ones to help them. It was so fun, but it gets better because we raised more than $900.
But before we go, we have a fact we want to tell you about Terry Fox.
When Terry started his run, his goal was to raise $1 million, and at the end of his run, he raised $23 million.
That's all we have for today. Back to our
fantastic
hosts.
Here's an interview we did with Professor Hegman.
Welcome to North Grand Public School.
Thank you.
Can you introduce yourself and tell us why you are here today?
Yes, I'd be happy to introduce myself. My name is Michelle Shearer Hegerman. I am an associate professor at the University of Ottawa Faculty of Education. And I'm also the director of the Teacher Education Program. And I'm here because I'm very interested in the work that your teachers, Ms. Mott and Mr. Rosem, are doing with you. So I'm here as a researcher today, and I'm focusing on how they teach using rubber ducking as an approach.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. What do you love about what you do?
I love working with students. I love doing research because it means that I get to meet people like you. I get to work with people like Ms. Mott and Mr. Rosem to really understand how good teachers do their work. That's very exciting for me. Yeah, so that's what I really like. I also really like to write things. And so in my work, I get to write a lot of things. So I like that part too.
Yeah, that's cool too. What skills does a person need to be good at what you do?
That's a really good question. Because it's making me think about what really makes for a good professor. And I think first, it's not maybe a skill, I think it's more a mindset. I think you have to be a really curious person to be a good professor. I think you have to kind of wonder how things work and be really interested in figuring out solutions, solving problems. Yeah, so I think that's really important. I also think you do have to be a good writer. I think that's something that helps me a lot in my job. I also think that you have to like working with people because I interact with lots of different people all the time, every day. So I think that's very important. And honestly, there's also a lot of like organization that you have to be kind of good at. So there are some skills there where you have to be able to keep track of stuff. So those are some of the skills I think that make for a good professor.
Mm-hmm. What brings you joy and gratitude today?
Well, I am so, so grateful to have been invited by Ms. Mott and Mr. Rosem into your class, into your school community to do this work with them and with you. That gives me a lot to be thankful for today. It's a real privilege for me to be here, and I'm really, really excited about this project.
Mm-hmm. And that's all the questions we have today. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for asking all those questions.
Now what's going on around the world?
It's gratitude. Gratitude is when you feel happy or thankful about things in your life. Gratitude can also be taking a moment to reflect on how lucky you are when something good happens to you, whether it's small or big.
Some people ask why gratitude matters. Gratitude matters because being grateful feels nice and making a habit of it, which is good for you, and could make you feel good about yourself.
Feeling grateful on a regular basis can have a big effect on your life. Gratitude can help you build better relationships with your friends, family, and people around you.
It also builds amounts of trust and confidence, and it helps make you feel closer around people you don't know well yet.
When you make gratitude a habit, you become more aware of good things as they happen throughout your life.
Wow, I know what I learned about their next hit or miss first chapter.
Hello, we are going to be reading the Book of Awesome by Neil Pazirisha. We're starting on page 2930.
Popping bubble wrap. For the patient folks, let's chat for a moment about the different ways to do the deed.
The old time classic.
Your average pot, just squeezing it in your hands with a satisfying smile on your face. Nothing flashy here, folks, just a thumb. Some fingers and lots of satisfying pops.
The Big Bang.
The trigger move. This one requires delicately wrapping the unpopped bubble wrap into a tight ball or bubble cube. And then, one quick move, just hugging the whole thing against your body really hard. Try to do this one before 10 p.m. so you don't wake the neighbors.
Walk this way.
You'll need a large piece of bubble wrap for this one, likely from a new TV or fridge that got delivered to your house. Just pull the wrap out, lay it down on the floor, take off your socks, and just walk all over it. Walk back and forth, walk in circles, just don't stop walking, don't stop popping.
When the pops slow down, you may have to inspect it closely for any leftover bubbles. I say jump on those ones.
The pop.
Crank up the sound. Get your pop on, people. Just
the twister.
Just hold it in front of you. Roll it up like a carpet and twist your hands in different directions really hard. When you're done, you'll have a nice flat, well-popped piece in the center of your wrap, and you'll have to move on to a new section.
Mini pops.
Sometimes you expect to pull out a big, fat mess of bubble wrap, and it comes out a thin, little sheet of mini bubbles instead. But sometimes that's all you get, man. So, do a few mini pops and enjoy it. My friends, loudly popping bubble wrap is a great joy in life. It's a satisfying stress relief, a fun surprise, and a rare little moment to act like a kid during a boring day at the office or while unpacking after a hectic move. So aren't you glad they made bubble wrap into packing material, not textured wallpaper instead?
Awesome!
We give it a 4 thumbs up, and we think it is a 4 out of 4. We think this book is good for anybody who likes interesting things.
Try out the new challenge of the week.
Gratitude. Gratitude is when you feel thankful for the good things in your life. Gratitude is taking a moment to reflect on how much luck you have when something good happens, whether it is tiny or big.
You can use a lot of words to describe feelings of gratitude.
Thankful, fortunate, humble, appreciated, blessed, and more. Being grateful is good, and making a habit of it is nice. You might not always want to feel happy and want to feel gratitude, but if you're not feeling glad, it works really well. We show gratitude by doing rubber duck days. What are you grateful for, and how do you show your gratitude?
That's all we have time for this week. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe to get future episodes.
Yes, and you can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for more updates. If you try a challenge, you can email us at 321duckbites@gmail.com. You may see your challenge on a future episode.
Can't wait for the next episode, Duck Bites. Quack out. Quack, 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 quack.